Let's get back to the clinical implications of the adjuvant trastuzumab. I don't think there's been a data set for a long time that's generated as many sort of practical clinical questions in terms of, quote, you know, what do you do in practice as the adjuvant trastuzumab data. What are you doing right now?
Well, I got to say, I thought the data were pretty straightforward. And while I think you can quibble at the margins, I think it's very simple data. You give people trastuzumab. And the studies were principally studies of node-positive breast cancer patients. I think that the data we haven't seen yet is getting back to this issue of proportional risk reduction and absolute risk reduction for lower-risk women who have node-negative breast cancer or for women who have hormone receptor-positive versus negative breast cancer. How much benefit really is there for adding trastuzumab to these patients? We don't know in absolute terms what those gains are. We know from the subset analyses in both the North American trials and in the HERA trial that the proportional risk reduction was very similar regardless of nodal status or the number of nodes, regardless of the size of the tumor, the age of the patient, the hormone receptor status of the tumor. All those lined up incredibly similarly in the forest plots. They all had an average of about a 50% risk reduction. But that means still that you don't know how much benefit a woman with a 1.2 centimeter ER-positive, node-negative, HER2-positive tumor gets in absolute terms compared to someone who has a 3 centimeter, 5-positive node tumor. But that's simple stuff. They will generate those data and present them, and people will start to weigh in on whether it makes sense or not.
I guess in the interim, we're still going to probably rely on our relative risk reduction concept, I would think.
I would think so. You know, the national guideline panels will be rapidly adopting data. The NCCN has already put forward theirs. I sit on that panel, and they will recommend trastuzumab for all patients with node-positive breast cancer. And for node-negative patients, they will recommend considering trastuzumab in those women who met the eligibility criteria for the intergroup study, which was a 1-centimeter tumor if the tumor was ER-negative or a 2-centimeter tumor if it was ER-positive. And they said consider, as opposed to just do it, only because there's so little data from these node-negative patients. Node-negative patients were roughly 5% of the pooled North American clinical experience, about 10% of the entire intergroup trial, and about 30% of the HERA trial. So there is very little data actually on the clinical experience for node-negative women.
And that kind of lines up, again, assuming the relative risk concept applies, if you start to think about a residual risk of recurrence after chemo and maybe hormones of 10 to 20%, then cutting that in half down
still
to
looks
5 to 10%, maybe 2 to 4% cardiac. That kind of seems like the border where the risk-benefit ratio is going to start to shift. Is
well,
that your take?
That seems right, though. I think, again, you know, the cardiac data is something that we hopefully will be able to further reduce with prospective experience. But that's where, again, you know, you just got to see the numbers.